Hello, everyone. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to do some more instantaneous healings and to talk about the Lightship and the different types of healings that they perform and to give you samples. So we're going to have a wonderful evening again tonight. And we'll just see if Sylvia's on. So just stay on through the whole show here. There's always surprises that happen. And if you wish to get on the fast chat, hopefully you're on the screen that we have put up for you here. If not, get on the Creation Lightship on Wednesday night. Click on it. And then scroll down a little ways. And if you'd like to get on the fast chat, it's BBS Fast Chat. Just go underneath the light beam photograph that's there. It's in blue. And click on that, and you can communicate with us during our show. We read the messages. And it's a lot easier for us this way than it is to have telephone conversations. So hopefully you'll join us here on this fast chat. And we get into some questions that normally would not even talk about during the show. So it's good to have input here. As you're out there listening, and you may have lots of questions. So anyway, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Welcome, everybody. It's great to be here, and we're very excited tonight. We're talking about divine intervention healing this week, and tonight we're talking about, it's part two of our show that we started on Monday, entitled Clearing Out the Old. And if you weren't with us on Monday, it's okay. It's fine. We'll just get right into our topic tonight. You can always catch the Monday show on the archives if you like. And on Monday, we talked about how the discordant thoughts and judgments of our ancestors can actually carry forward in our own DNA, and how our own traumas and judgments and upsets can imprint on the cellular memory of our bodies. And Ron talked about some of the 18 different energetic bodies that make up what we think of as our human body, including ones like the emotional body, the mental body, pain body, the sensory body. And we talked about how each of these can get densities stored in them, and that affects our ability to actually be in the now and express our divine creativity. And so we're going to talk about that further tonight, but we're going to especially focus on the clearing of past lifetimes that we may have lived here on Earth or elsewhere in the universes, and how these far distant experiences can still be affecting us in many ways that often we're not even aware of. These things can, as you, I'm sure, agree, can get buried, and we normally have no conscious memory of them. And they can be lying dormant for a very long time, and suddenly they can become triggered by some kind of life trauma or situation, and then they start going off like landmines and causing illnesses or maybe accidents and other traumas. So one of the things that I think is so amazing about the Lightship healings is that when the light beings come in and work with you, and clear up these dormant time bombs, if you will. They clear this past out for us, and it seems like, in a sense, they are creating a brand new timeline for our future that's free of the possibly, you know, horrible or horrendous illnesses and things that we might have gone through if we hadn't cleared this out. Yet we maybe not even have any knowledge of it. It's just that we're free from this. So, Ron, I thought maybe you could give us some insights into that, into how the Lightship works with us to clear out the really old baggage that we might be carrying with us, and how that can impact our present and our future.
Okay, yeah. So we all realize that our past, which we'll call past lives, and past lives could be, you know, 2 seconds ago. So our past lives are what is stored in our body, in memory, in our cellular memory. And what happens is the cellular memory goes back to our typical origin of our physical body on this planet. On the sensory clearing that I do for people, which is a past life clearing, we go back to the point to where the spirit, your spirit that's in your body now, has incarnated into the earth plane. And then what it'll do is go through and clear out the energies in your genetics, in your body in this lifetime of what's stored in there, which could pop up like a walking time bomb. Kind of elaborating on that. Some people have a bad event in their life, and as you approach that maybe yearly anniversary date, maybe without even thinking about it, you start getting agitated. And then if you start thinking while you're agitated, you go, oh my God, this is when I had that accident, you know. So your body somehow can recycle these incidences, you know, like once a year on you. And I guess the most horrifying situation is when it's like maybe on your birthday, or maybe when you got married, or on Christmas, or maybe one of your parents' birthday when this thing happened. So that's a very sad state of affairs if something happened to you during that time, because it's definitely earmarked time in your life that you're going to be experiencing something that would normally be joy, and it could be awful because maybe somebody passed away on this wonderful day, especially like your birthday, you know. So what happens is during these clearings, the light beings, the way this session works, whenever I do clearings, you're having probably around three light beings on the light ship working with you. And they pull out the complete database of you during the session, and they clear away the density so that you're no longer traumatized. Remember, this is not a divine plan. There's so many words that we use in metaphysics today that really aren't correct. So I'll give the example of divine plan since I brought that up. There's really no divine plan. Divine plan from the source energy, since it only works from the now, it only knows the now. And so it works from now to now to now to now. And down here we think that we have a sequential plan in our life, and this is people who do get a little more awake, and they start thinking, geez, why am I here? Am I supposed to go out and help a lot of people? You know, I'm awakened now, and I'm here for a reason. Well, that could be true, but the main thing is to work on yourself first, and then put your energy maybe in the direction to help other people, although you can learn a lot by helping people also. But basically, you know, when everything else gets done, you want to actually have yourself prepared enough for your ascension process or to know yourself. And there's no way you're going to know that by running ragged helping other people. So you want to definitely work on yourself first. So the actual, like people talk about the timing of God, divine right timing, etc. Well, the timing is in the matrix, so this is going to push some buttons here. Remember, the light only works in the now, so you have to kind of look at it from the light's perspective. So the light is here giving you energy to work from now to now to now to now. It has nothing projected outside of itself that's in the future, because it only works in the now. So when people talk about using the term the mind of God, I'd rather use the term which is more correct, or actually correct, which is the heart of God. But we work in a mind matrix down here, and this matrix of the mind is what the dark side uses to trap us here. So in that umbrella of energy that is in the matrix comes your energy that people can read around you, and these are the tendencies in your life that you could do. But the light, again, going back, only works in the now. So you go, gee, how can I have a predestined life plan when I'm from the light, and the light only works in the now? It's kind of contrary to having a divine plan or divine right timing, okay? So I may be pushing some buttons here, but I'd just like you to look at that yourself. So if you're from the light and the light only works in the now, everything else that's not in the now can't be of the light. It's just predictions. It's just energies that are out there around you to sidetrack you from being in the now. So now that we kind of walked through that on eggs a little bit for people, especially people who are new to the show, who are involved with metaphysics and New Thought, who instead of being, you know, New Heart, they use New Thought, that you know can kind of have a different perspective on it, hopefully. So the light shift, when it works with you, works in the now. It takes away your densities of traumas that you should not be experiencing. And because your life form down here, which is your physical body, carries the densities of your ancestors, we have to get those out of us so we can withhold and hang on to 100% spirit energy. And this is the ascension process. This is why I'm here in the Lightship is here now, to help people in the ascension process to take their body with them to a higher consciousness. If it was here, or if the Lightship wasn't here, say, 200 years ago, then you still want to get into your body and have a higher consciousness. So it makes no difference whether there's an ascension time or not, but you know the main thing is for you to be responsible with your life and not to project anything on anyone else, because you want to work from what's inside yourself into your heart center. So the main thing is to get into your heart, to know yourself, to work in the now, and in the now is when all your information comes to you, and to get out of your head so that you can understand more of who you are. So, Sylvia, you have anything else to add?
Well, let's see. We do have one question on the BBS staff chat. Maybe we can address that now and then continue with our topic. And the question is, if always now, then how is there a 2,000-year cycle if everything is in the now?
Very good. Very good question. The Lightship has to put into its frequencies of the now. This may sound kind of a little different, but they realized that the darkness that is around us, that's down here, and also other places in the universe, has crept in. So initially, the Lightship just strictly worked in the now 100% of the time and allowed every expression to go out and express in free will. Well, eventually, that free will kind of got mucked up. As you can tell, free will is more free will, and then all of a sudden you start judging, you know, the divine, which is what happened to us here. Our judgment separated us from spiritual truth. So it somehow put into effect this 2,000-year cycle. How it did that, I have no idea. But I can tell you that they come every 2,000 years to change the whole universe. So somehow they're able to project out that timeline. Everything else that they do is strictly in the now. So they are, in a sense, in time with that. I never really have asked them that question. But they have to do this in order to save themselves. So it's for their preservation to do this clearing. Otherwise, the dark side would come in. And like we all know, you know, of the mind control that we have here from off planet, that, you know, it's very hard to keep a clear thought. And we have entities here. We have other things that are sidetracking us. And it dilutes our spirit energy, plus not being in your body all the way. So it has to get a way to collect itself, which is what the Earth Spirit now is doing. It's collecting itself so it can go to a higher frequency. And it will be leaving the Earth planet here, its blueprint, and going to another one. So, you know, I hope I answered your question. How it did that, I don't know. Being in the now, and why did it go into time? It had to use time, go into time, to be able to save itself from being eaten up by the dark side like a cancer. So I hope that answered your question. So that's what they do, is project out every 2,000 years in consciousness, different time stops. Okay, Sylvia.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot on our past shows about how spirit cannot and will not come into densities. And if spirit can't come into densities, and we have these, you know, different things that are stored in us from these past experiences, either from our past life here on Earth or from other locations, then if we're still carrying that with us, then it seems like we can't really fully have our spirit energy present with us. And like you've said so many times in the past, the spirit is the conduit for these physical healings to take place. So if your spirit's not present or only present partially, then we can't receive a full healing. And also, if our bodies are not 100% full of our own spirit energy, then that leads into the topic of entities, because we've opened ourselves up for other things to come into us. So maybe we can talk a little bit about how, you know, these Lightship clearings of this past stuff helps us to become spiritually empowered and whole and complete in our own divinity, and not separated or, you know, like you said, separated from our own spiritual truth.
So the main thing we always talk about is to get into your body 100% if you can. And that's a clearing that you have to do daily. Just being at a high number one day may not leave you in that same number the next day. So, like I tell most people, they're about 20% in their bodies. And once you get up to about half in your body, then you have a lot more consciousness and you start feeling good about yourself. And you kind of feel like you have your act together. So, we do have a question here on Fast Chat here. Isn't that a future plan from one lady here, looks like? So we're going to now kind of talk about that. So the future plan is to have, which would be in time, our time, the light ship come every 2,000 years. So they somehow do that to save themselves. And in this process, they get rid of the darkness here. And so it's much like what we're trying to do now is to get rid of the darkness out of ourselves, of these entities and spirits and mind control that we have, so we can become more whole and complete. And the universe is doing the same exact process. Remember, it's taken over somewhat on certain dimensions by this darkness energy. And so the light cannot stand by and have itself swallowed up by the darkness. So this is why these healings, you know, are so effective and why we have to do these, including the whole universe is going through a cleansing process. So the now is where everybody needs to be. The whole universe needs to be in the now to experience this divine flow of energy. And when you're out of the now, then you're strictly in thought projection. And thought projection is where you don't want to be, because then you're in the mind control. Then you're using one mind to control another mind. So I gave the example the other night of which a lot of the New Age people love doing is getting a parking place. So I'm not trying to step on toes again. But let's just draw a scenario out here. Let's say there's a husband and a wife shopping in the store, right? And they're looking at things. And that the female, the wife, is a lot more psychic and intuitive than the male. So he's out doing his thing. And so all of a sudden, here you come, and you want to create a parking space, and you're half an hour away from your destination. So you put the thoughts out that you want to park in front of this store. Remember, everything is consciousness. Everything is conscious and alive. So the car gets the energy, because it's a conscious being, even though we may not think it is. And then it connects to the woman, or the two people, but the woman's more psychic. So the poor man here is having a wonderful time shopping. His wife comes over to him and says, "Honey, we have to leave now." And he goes, "Yeah, but I'm not done yet. I could be in here for another hour." She goes, "No, we have to leave pretty soon." So what happened was that mind control that was put out by you wanting your parking space, and just kind of bear with me here. I know I'm stepping on eggs very gently here and maybe changing your belief system slightly, but all of a sudden that force of will from the person wanting the parking space, I feel a lot of opposition here, is now being directed to the man because he wants to stay in the store longer. And so, but the wife probably, you know, is maybe bored with him anyway, so it's a good way that she can connect to get him out of the store. So all of a sudden, that mind control that was put out of thought energy, I'm switching back and forth, thought energy sounds good, but mind control may sound very, very negative, but it's under the same umbrella where you're trying to manipulate consciousness. So all of a sudden, the man's free choice is taken away from him because of the mind control of someone else. So you can kind of think of that. Like I say, the beautiful words from the Jethro Tull song, Thick as a Brick, "I can make you feel, but I can't make you think." So I know I pushed some buttons, so you are feeling something now. And what I'm here to do is not necessarily shake your belief system, but to show you some truth and why you don't want to use your mind energy to control things outside of yourself, because you're interfering with somebody else's growth patterns. And you want to just go to your heart and stay in your heart center and use heart energy for, you know, healings, etc., and not using your mind, because the mind's very, very powerful. You can bend spoons with your mind, so that's, you know, quite something. And then our whole society here is kind of based on, especially like having a war, for instance, is having one particular, say, race of people, thinking how to control another race of people through mind control, or to try to outwit somebody else to maybe win or conquer territory. So that's all kind of the same thing. It's the mind battling somebody else's mind, in a sense having like maybe psychic warfare, and then it boils down to coming down into physical warfare where you actually lose this beautiful, precious human life form that we all have here, which is our physical body. So getting back to the light ship is here to help everyone with the ascension if they can possibly do that. But for me, the sad part is that looking at it from the light ship perspective is that we've had 4,000 years as a race to advance. And we also have had, say, 4,000 years of the negative effects from the Galactic Federation not supporting us as a human species here, a human race on this planet, to take away this mind control energy, to take away ET abductions from people being experimented with, etc. And so they're basically the problem why we have the dark side here, because they're allowing them to come to us. The other aspect is what people do is they'll, with a great heart intention, they'll think that they can project their energy of thought out somewhere to do a change in consciousness to maybe people and or earth healings, etc. And at that point, you're just opening up more energies for the dark side to live on. And now I'm probably stepping on more toes for people. But if you just bear with us here, you'll understand what we're talking about. So what happens is when you project energy to something or someone, you're giving them your energy of your body, your body signature energy that goes with, and then underneath that might be your intent. So the intent is being transmitted along with your life force energy, and there's no way that the earth or anything else on this planet can use your own life force energy and thought. So this is the most devastating thing that people do is create these energy pools like clouds forming in the sky, for instance, and then people can tap into it. And by not knowing where the energy is going to, how many dimensions it's going out to that you don't know anything about, and what's on the other end of that line, you know? So, in a sense, you're throwing out like a line out someplace, like you're going fishing, and you don't see where it's going to. And you're giving all of your nice spiritual energy away to something outside of yourself, which could very, very definitely be the darkness, so... And just because you have a good heart and a good intention does not mean that it's not going to be used by some other means or some other frequencies of energy. Even though you think that you're doing a wonderful thing, this is why you want to keep your energy to yourself and love yourself enough to allow this energy that you have in your body to heal it, to heal the body, not give it away to something. So the light ship does these healings every 2,000 years for people who are awake and conscious enough who want to love their body enough to have it ascend. And this is the whole purpose why the light ship is here, is to do these wonderful healings for people instantly to take away density so you can come into your body more. And this is the whole process. And the light ship has many, many healings that they brought forward to help people along these different ways of healing with different bodies that you inhabit that you don't know about besides the physical body. And all these bodies will eventually work into the physical body and make densities, which prevents you from being in the divine flow of your spirit in the now. So that's kind of where I am with this here. It's for me, it's kind of frustrating because most people don't understand that they have to be in their body all the way, and then entities start ruling them, and then at that point, they kind of lost. So, Sylvia, do we have anything we need to talk about on Fast Chat or anything?
Yeah, we have actually some wonderful questions on Fast Chat, but we also have some requests for entity clearing and also for some heart centering. So maybe we can take a minute to do that, and then we'll get back to the questions.
Okay. So what we'll do first is some heart centering. So with your permission, what we'll do is have the light ship help you, and we're going to do a chakra alignment. We first go to the heart chakra because that's your connection to the divine. and your spirit resides there, so we always go to the heart first. So some people have asked me, why don't you go to the first chakra and then work up, you know, and we always go from the heart. So here we go. So heart chakra, going to reposition that a little bit for you. You might feel the energy flow inside of your body a little bit. There we go. That's positioned properly. Now we'll go up to the throat chakra, number 5. The heart's number 4. Next, we're going to go to your third eye, which is number 6. And we don't work with the crown chakra at all because that's not associated with your body. That's at higher frequencies, and that normally is fine. I very seldom see crown chakras that are not proper. And now we're going back down to your solar plexus, chakra number 3. This is your power chakra where you have your personal power, so to speak. Remember, every chakra goes to different body organs, so you want them all to be realigned and flowing this perfect divine energy in and around you. And here we go, chakra number 2, moving that around. There we go. Perfect. And now we'll go down to the base chakra, number 1. This is the base of your tailbone. This one's normally used for survival. And there we go. And I also don't ground to the earth. I'll just interject that for some of you who are having your head kind of spin here for this show. So I don't ground to the earth. The reason is because there's no need to. Why would I want to take on earth densities? I wish not to resonate to earthquakes of the earth or fires or animals dying, people dying, etc. The past history of the earth, that's not who I am. So when you connect to the earth energy, then you are part of the earth, and I choose not to do that. So what I do, as far as grounding, which is kind of a weird term for me, but I'm connecting to my heart center. So if you want to use that same terminology, I always am connected to my heart center. The earth has is connected to the body, and I choose not to put my spiritual energy into the earth, just like I mentioned earlier about sending energy to stuff, because I am just like you are, divine being, and we're created from source energy, the creation lightship, and who you are is your heart. I'm not the earth, I'm not you, and you're not me, so I would never want to connect to you, anyone out there listening here. Just like I never want to connect to the earth, because it's the same thing. Everything is separate with their own frequencies. And this is why sending people energy sometimes could be a detriment to them, because you're giving them a different frequency, and the body and the earth will think it's a psychic attack. Okay? So we'll continue on now. And now we'll go to the chakras again. So we're going to go to the heart chakra and open it up for you. Now use the word spin. Your heart chakra will be open probably about body width. And this is up to you if you want it to be that distance. So here we go. Most people's are probably a couple-inch diameter chakras. So here we go. Heart chakra. The reason why we're going so large is so you get more energy flowing into your body for healing. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. Now you should feel more energy flowing into your body. And what we're going to do now is a drop from your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self. There's different words there. You know, the densities that you are, your thoughts, etc. So we're going to drop that down now into your heart center. So you can just kind of visualize. It's not a meditation, but just kind of visualize your third eye, we'll say, or your head being your awakening consciousness. This is the 10th floor of your elevator. And the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop down your awakening consciousness into your heart center. So here we go. We're dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And there now, you should be on connected to your heart center. You might feel like you're actually hearing me through your heart instead of your ears. You may want to visualize ears being on your heart and also a mouth being on your heart. You might feel more centered in your body. So let's put some music on here and allow you to communicate with your spirit. This is the divine part of you where you should be connecting to daily. So here we go. Just sit back and relax and take a deep breath and just kind of close your eyes and just kind of relax for a few minutes here. Entity work here. We'll release some entities, some emotional body spirits that are connected to everyone. This is real common, and everybody has them. You could have thousands of them attached to you, so it's not, that unusual. So here we go. Just don't walk into a hospital, you'll be flooded with them. So here we go. They like the light and like to get energy. So the energies are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're here to live on spiritual energy. That's why they attach themselves to us. So here we go. Just doing some clearing here, taking them out of you. And you may feel a presence around you leaving. You may even feel some aches or pains in your body leave also. So we're just doing some entity clearing now. In the New Age terminology, this would be probably called a soul retrieval here. We have to clear away the old, the parts that should not be with you. Remember, if your glass is full, you can't bring more of you inside. So here we go. Now we're going to bring back some more of your spirit into your body now. But we're going to first cleanse your spirit. So this is the main thing to do is to clear you. Remember, your spirit has been here, done that, and left from pain and trauma, fear, anxiety, whatever you experienced that was not love energy, the party that looked out of your eyes, in the now, left. And the next now comes up, if you're still dealing with that situation, it also left. And so at some point, you'll come back into your body, or the parts of you will come up, look out of your eyes, and go, "Wow, it's safe here, I don't have to leave now." The parts that left are definitely normally gone, and they're imprinted with this negative energy, and they won't come back to you under most conditions. So we're clearing them right now, and we're going to bring them Bring back more of you, more of these little fragments back to you. So here we go. Count to 10 as you re-enter your body, whatever way your spirit needs to do this. It's his choice, so here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more entity clearing here. There we go. And do some more clearing of your spirit. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. do some more clearing. Okay, and again, bring some more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, clear off some more entities out of you. And they can give you addictions. They can make you overeat. If you know, they can have you do strange things in your life. Because they're here experiencing their emotional lifetime that they lived in the past through you. So here we go. Bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And some more releasing here. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little more centered in your body. You should feel like you're probably actually full. You may have tingles happening. So everyone has a different experience. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I definitely feel warm and tingly and much more centered. It's just a feeling of wholeness when your spirit energy comes into you. It's kind of a wonderful feeling to have. And it brings up also a point that I wanted to talk about, which is going within, which is the teachings of Jesus and also Ron's teaching and others, and connecting with our own spirit energy and going within for answers. So anything that you hear here on the radio program, anything that you read, you know, when you're looking for answers about spirituality, you have to make sure that you still go within and check that out for yourself. Your spirit knows the truth, and you really need to make that connection and not, you know, you'll hear some things that will make you think, but it's important to go into your heart and go within and find out if that's true for you. So
that's good, Sylvia.
Yeah. And we had a great question also on the fast chat about, you know, is there any way to do these kinds of healings and clearings other than been working with the light ship, or is the light ship our only, you know, chance for clearing this baggage? And that's a really interesting point, you know, because Jesus taught about true forgiveness and releasing judgment, and there's been a lot of teachings about ways to clear, and, you know, the light ship is definitely the ultimate and the fast way to, you know, have that divine intervention. But I think we also need to work on ourselves all the time, releasing our judgments and forgiving and loving and that kind of thing. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron.
Well, from my standpoint, the light ship is your quickest, fastest way to do this because they created you and they have the blueprint of who you are there. It's not the Akashic Records that people talk about. This is creation itself having this. The Akashic Records is probably more like an earth-based energy. But, you know, aside from that, if you choose to do it yourself, and I don't know if we have enough time for this, you know, in our lifetime, but what I would suggest to do it yourself is to just sit down and watch people and judge them and find out where your energy blocks are. So remember, where those energies are blocked in your body is where you're carrying the judgment into your consciousness. Your spirit will allow you to see people around you that are carrying the same issues that you have, which you can resonate to. And then from there, you want to ask your body to release it. And typically, you want to command your spirit to help your body release the energies out of it. And just do that continuously. This I did myself probably, I don't know, I'll just say maybe, 20, 30 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And I just sit down and watch people. And then I was releasing energies out of me, and maybe a person walks by the first time, and, you know, I'm trying to find out what is blocked in me, so I ask my spirit to point out to me in someone else as a mirror what I don't like about them. So then I would find out something. It could be anything. It could be the color of shoes they're wearing, type of shoes, the way they're walking, their hair, you know, how they're dressed. You know, you can go from A to Z on this situation, and you probably could go to A to Z. And each time you see something, ask your body to release it. And then eventually, you know, maybe after 50 to 100 times of doing this for one issue, it'll be released out of you. And then you're pretty well cleared. And then start on the next issue. So you might just sit and, you know, watch people for maybe 3-4 hours on a weekend at a shopping mall and just look at a person and say, okay, what don't I like about them? So I'm sure something will come up, definitely. You know, maybe they're too skinny, maybe they're too fat, you know. Maybe you don't like their boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe, you know, they're too short, too tall, whatever, you know, anything. But that's a judgment. Remember, you're judging the divine when you see that. And this is, you know, energy that's stored into your body because your spirit is helping your body heal. So it will bring up these incidents to you, these scenarios. And just keep releasing them and do it consciously. And you're going to feel yourself getting lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. And then, you know, in that same person or situation or the way they look, you know, comes before you. Maybe after a couple of weeks of doing this here, maybe going through 50 to 100 people, at that point, it was not going to resonate to you, and you won't really tie into it at all. And then you know that you've actually probably have it healed. And hopefully you went down deep enough in your consciousness and in the body to release it completely. But that's the easiest way to do healings on yourself. So I hope that answered that question. But you want to also get into your body. Remember, your spirit will not and cannot come into judgment. Because judgment is not what your spirit is. You know, judgment is separation from the divine, where you're judging this divine energy as not being perfect, which is what you're doing when you're watching people. So your spirit can't come into judgment into your body to where your ancestors have imprinted in you judgments that your body's hoping to release all at once in one lifetime now. Remember I said your body has had 4,000 years to go through the process now of clearing its densities out of it. And, you know, we're not there, unfortunately. So that's the sad part, is that here we are. And if the shift does happen in 2012, you know, we only have 5 years to do this work. So we're going to be doing, you know, 4,000 years of density in 5 years. So that's kind of the sad spot where we are in society. And we can just thank our extraterrestrial brothers out there, you know, flying around to bringing us all this heartache and hardship here and sabotaging energies. You know, anything that causes an emotional response in us is what they brought here so that they can take our energy from us. As, you know, we're the host and they're the people getting the energy on the emotional basis. So it's very, very sad. But anyway, I'm going to take over, Sylvia. I don't like to go into this aspect of it. It just makes me upset too much. And it just
sure. We also have a question on the fast chat about other healing modalities like angelic Reiki. Again, I guess I would say to that anytime you go to a healer, first of all, ask your spirit, go within and find out, you know, if that is something that you're actually being guided to, and then definitely be very selective in your choice of who you go to make sure that it's somebody that's working with their own, you know, heart and spirit energy, not doing mind type healing. So, Ron, you can probably say that better or more fully than I can, but that's basically, you know, something that's very important to do is to go within, because there's a lot of smorgasbord of choices out there for healings and types of healers and people that haven't necessarily had much training, and so you really need to check out what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'll just answer that question about angelic Reiki. So here I'm going to be stepping on toes again. So just kind of take a deep breath, and here we go. Okay. First of all, to my knowledge, Dr. Yasui, whatever meditated, got information somehow about symbols. So people use Reiki symbols, geometric shapes. We'll use that terminology for healing. And those geometric shapes somehow came from somewhere, and they do work for healing, which is wonderful. The next thing is we'll talk about angelic. So what does that mean to you? It's a name. And is angelic really divine? You know, just because you use a word that people use as divine energies, as far as an angelic life form, an angel, where is that energy coming from, okay? So this is the whole thing, you know, check with your heart first, okay? Just because the word sounds good does not mean that it's coming from where you think it is, okay? So I know that I'm probably upsetting some people here, but this is the whole process, a learning lesson, a learning experience for you. You want to go into your heart and ask your spirit. And remember, if you're in your head, you're not in your heart. And entities will come in and take you off the path and tell you erroneous things. So once you're in your heart and you're really centered there, you're going to know if what you're doing is proper and correct. So just because you have a name in front of Reiki or any kind of name does not mean that it's going to be the divine helping you, okay? So I'm not saying that angelic Reiki is bad. I'm not even looking at it to analyze it, okay? And you may have, we'll just say that the first person who tapped into angelic Reiki, whoever that would be, maybe they were getting this angelic Reiki attunement, I'll use that terminology, from Dr. Yasui, who lived here, who brought the symbols in, which could be wonderful. Now all of a sudden it gets passed on to a couple thousand people, and these practitioners now are now tapping into what they think is the same source of energy. And they may not be, but they're using that same terminology of angelic Reiki. So again, I'm stepping on toes here, but you know, the whole thing is to go within. Remember, psychic attacks nobody wants to have. And so is that angelic Reiki going to be divine energies, the source energy helping people? You know, I don't know. I'm not evaluating it as being good or bad. I'm just telling you how I'm looking at this here. People come to me with symbols. They go to a expo and they find a person selling maybe necklaces with certain symbols on it. There's a lot of those out there now. Some people sell a lot of symbols or little things to put on cell phones, et cetera, and they say, is this good? And I go, well, it's up to you, you know. Tune into your spirit. I'm not going to judge what somebody else is doing. And the people come to me and say, well, this person sold me this here and has this special geometric shape on it. Is this good? And I said, well, where has this symbol been used? Has it been used on the earth plane here? And what does it mean? You know, you bought this. Did you do research on it? Just because somebody said it's great for you, is it? Is it connecting you to some extraterrestrial life form, a life source, maybe in the darkness out there that is channeled down here to take your energy? So now I probably stepped on more toes tonight. As you look at your little symbol, probably a necklace around your neck, you're probably thinking, well, is this good for me or not? Well, next question is, or the answer is, go to your spirit. Is this really helping you? From my perspective, a lot of times what happens is that whatever you purchase, you're going to be using the energy on it, and it will eventually integrate with you. And once it's integrated with you, it may not work any longer. This is why the lightship, which I'll be doing in the future here in a little ways here, I don't know how soon, maybe a month or two, but I finally have some time to sit down and get clear, is the lightship is going to be attuning your jewelry for you. And I'll have a private session, maybe for maybe 10 minutes, and you can put your intent into a piece that you already own. We'll say you have a ring already and you want to put some energy into it that you can resonate to. Then the lightship will do it for you. And what they're telling me is that it'll last for maybe a week to two, and then they'll recharge it up over again to move you more forward so it won't have the old energy in it. And so once you integrate the energy, then it's not going to really work for you any longer. You want to move forward and get more energy from it. So this is what I'll be doing in the future here. But anyway, any other questions there, Sylvia? I hope I answered that question. So you always want to go inside. That's the whole thing. Don't believe anybody, even myself, you know, check with your spirit, you know. I'm still here on the human plane, but I'm doing what I can do as much as I can with the Creation Lightship to give you information that you probably have never heard before that may kind of like shake your belief system of what you've been taught, because the whole thing is go inside. This is, you know, like I say, you just need one book in your library with one page. You open it up and it says go inside, go within, connect with your spirit. That's all that you need to know. So, and you don't want to be attached by some, like I said, dark side energy by buying some special necklace or doing some special mantra that you don't know how it was programmed, okay, or where it's being connected to. So that's the whole process of this show, is to go within, to know yourself. And, you know, the teachings out there, you know, may sound great on the surface, but you want to definitely check it out with your own spirit, because, you know, I deal with a lot and a lot of people who have had their souls stolen, different parts of them, and I have to go back and retrieve them from the darkness, and this is what I do for people. So for me, it's a very serious thing that I'm doing. You know, this is not a joke to me, doing these shows. I'm here to help you move forward in your life, to connect with your divine source, which is you, inside of your heart center. So here we go. Anything else, Sylvia?
Well, I would just add to that that, you know, the things that you tell us might shake us up at some point or make us think, but and it might rock the boat of the teachings that we've had. But then if you look at it, if the teachings that we've had have been so good, then why are we in the condition that we're in? So I think it's good to take a different viewpoint and look at things newly, and then always, of course, go within to your spirit and check that out. And again, this hour has flown by. We're almost out of time. Stay with us if you can. Come back on Friday night. We'll continue. If we didn't get to your question on the fast chat tonight, we'll take it up then. And just to leave on a wonderful positive
that'd be good.
Tonight, you know, we forget, I think, sometimes, like, what an incredible joy it is when you live in the now as a creative being, and the whole purpose of having these densities cleared from us is so that we can be the creative beings in light and love that we were meant to be. And so on that note, since we just have a couple minutes, Ron, maybe you could bring in divine energy, and we can just kind of bask in that wonderful glow, and from there, you know, we can kind of keep that feeling in our hearts as we go out from the show into our evening.
Hey, we're going to do two things here. We're going to activate the light scene on your monitor here. So she'll come in and run some beautiful energy into your living room, into you. Remember, it's heart-based healings. And next, we're going to bring in wonderful Saint Germain. And the show after ours is with Troika, and she's going to also be doing her show. So we'll bring in Saint Germain here to help kick her off, and you might want to stay with her show. I believe I talked to her today, and she said that her talk's going to be on trust and faith and belief. So just stay tuned for her show, and here comes Saint Germain. So we'll bring him in stronger here. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, he's feeling wonderful. We'll bring in the violet energy now with him here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have some nice comments here on Fast Chat if you want to just click on it. If you're not on it, just click on the BBS Fast Chat and you can read what people have wrote. And here we go, bringing the light being in a little stronger for everyone, and she'll be activated for the next half an hour. So you can have her on your screen if you like. And ask for some healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll be signing off here. So let's have a special ascension preparation on the 18th of this month, on Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The charge is $60 for it. And you're on a light ship for 4 hours. It's just a wonderful experience. So blessings to everyone. And stay tuned for Trois-Chiens Saint Germain. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. So see you all on Friday evening at 9 o'clock if you can get on Pacific Standard Time. Blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. We love you. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is independent producer-composer Nelson Ortiz. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? Get a fresh new sound? The DBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on DBSRadio.com.
Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences Show on DBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.